My very first teacher was a man named Jim Rohn, and he was a personal development speaker. And he had this 3.5-hour seminar he would do that I went to when I was 17 years old. I was already reading books. I was obsessed with wanting answers. I want to know what made the difference in the quality of people's lives. Not because I was intellectually interested, but because I grew up in a really tough environment. I had four different fathers. There was a lot of, my mom was a great human being who loved me dearly, but she, you know, abused both alcohol and prescription drugs. So she was very physically abusive. And I was, believe it or not, 5'1 in high school. I was a little guy. So I got the, you know what, beat out of me pretty regularly for things that I didn't do anything to do with. And so it made me try to figure out what made her work, what makes life work. It made me more of a practical psychologist. And the modeling concept came because Jim Rohn used to have this phrase. He said, success leaves clues. He said, if there's anything you want in your life, don't assume that somebody has some special gift. They may have a gift, but they probably developed it, most of it. And if you sow the same seeds, you'll reap the same reward. So figure out what this person's doing different than anyone else and do that. He used to have a funny way of describing it. He used to say, Tony, find out what poor people read and don't read it. It's like, because he said, that's the fabric they're trying to build their mind from. Find out somebody who's successful, wealthy, not just financially wealthy, but somebody who's rich emotionally and spiritually and physically and financially, and find out how do they live their life differently? What are the things they believe? What are some of the daily disciplines that they're a part of? And so really early on, I got obsessive about wanting to have all the answers. So I said, I'm gonna read a book a day. Because I figured, you know, a person takes 10, 15 years of their life, they pour 2, 3, 4 years into this book, and you absorb in a few hours, literally a decade's worth of life experience. And I'm into compressing time. So I didn't read a book a day, but I read 700 books in the area of human development, psychology, physiology, all in my first real 7 years of reading, right? My youth. In high school, I was Mr. Solution. You have a problem, I have a solution. Especially if you're a girl, I was especially motivated. I could really help you with your boyfriend. But I want to be more clear about something. Part one to have an extraordinary life is mastering the skill of the science of achievement. How do I take what I envision and make it real? And how do I do that quicker, faster, better, easier? The ability to manifest what you come up with and make it real, like you've done with your company,
yes.
That's a skill set. I spend an unbelievable amount of time helping people do it faster, quicker, better, showing them the shortcuts, teaching them the strategies, modeling what works so you can save yourself a decade. But I would submit to you that having done this for 38 years with, you know, 50 million people at this stage, I can tell you that the science of achievement, there are a lot of people that are damn good at that, and they still don't have an extraordinary life. Mm. They have an extraordinary life. You see it as extraordinary, but I get the phone call from the multi-billionaire
right.
who tells me he wants to do this thing on his business, but what he really find out is he's miserable as hell, and he's hoping somehow I'm going to rub off on him on that side too.
Right.
And so I give him what he asked for, the change in his business, but I also give him what he needs, which is the change inside of him. So the second skill is the art of fulfillment. If you want an extraordinary life, you can't just achieve, you gotta be fulfilled. As simplistic as that sounds, but it's an art, it's not a science.
Sure.
It's a science to making money, come on. Any age, any color, any background, any gender, if you do these things, you'll have an abundance of money. You do these things, you're gonna have too much month at the end of the money, you're gonna have financial stress, right? Body, everyone's biochemically different, but you and I both know there's fundamental rules, laws. There's a science to the body. You violate that science, you're going to have disease. You're going to have low energy. You align with that, you're going to have an abundance of energy. It's going to affect everything in your life. It's a science. Fulfillment's not like that. Fulfillment is as different as our human beings. You want to know what God or the universe likes? Look at the jungle, look at the forest.
Right.
It's diverse, right? So most people think, well, I want to get that, because they've been modeling somebody else, and that might work on how to achieve something. It'll never work for what to fulfill you. How many people you know, like you, got what you thought you wanted, and you weren't fulfilled?
Right.
And that, I always tell people, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. The ultimate failure. Because if you go at something and you fail and you're an achiever, you don't fail. You go, I learned something, I'll just try something else.
Right.
I'm gonna still get there. But when you succeed and you're not happy, you're technically screwed. It's just like, you know, what are you gonna do? So a perfect example of this, I mentioned in the seminar, you were there because it hit me about a year and a month ago, we lost what I consider a national treasure, Robin Williams. Mm. And I asked people, how many of you love Robin Williams? Everybody raised their hand all around the world, right? He made people laugh. People were touched by him. So how good was he at the science of achievement? I mean, he wanted to be a great comedian and make the whole world laugh. He did. He wanted to have his own TV show. He did. He wanted the number one show. He did it. He wanted to make movies. He did. He wanted to have an Academy Award for not being funny. Dramatic, and he did it, right?
He did it, yeah.
He said he wanted a beautiful family. He achieved everything, and he hung himself.
That's crazy.
And I know recently someone's saying, well, you know, he had dementia, he had drug abuse, he had alcohol abuse through most of his life because he made everybody happy but whom?
Himself.
That's the ultimate failure. So if I had no other message to offer your viewers, and you let me give it to them right now, please. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe our lives are controlled by one force, decisions. I certainly believe in force greater than myself, call it God if you will, grace, whatever you want to call it, the universe. But I also believe it gives us choices. Yeah. And the decisions we make control us much more than the conditions we meet. It's not the conditions, it's your decisions. Decisions are what to believe.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Decisions what to do. Decisions what to give. I say to people, think about, you know, look back 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 15 years ago, and think of a decision you made. That if you would have made a different decision, you'd have a totally different life today. Better or worse, I don't know, but totally different.
Right.
In your case, if you'd stayed doing what you're doing, you'd have a lot of money and still been miserable, yeah. Right? You know? And probably your great lady over here would be feeling miserable because she loves you so much, and she'd be feeling your misery, wanting to figure out what to do. But you made that decision. The most important decision you can make above any on the face of the earth is deciding that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens, you're going to live in a beautiful state. What the hell does that mean? It means that you're not going to suffer. It means a beautiful state is that you're going to be happy. But that's only one. Or you're going to feel creative, or you're going to be passionate, or you're going to be in awe of something, or you're going to feel love. Any state that's a beautiful state is really the core essence of who you are without fear, right? All of our suffering as human beings, I deal with people all the time. I mentioned you off camera, two people I coached yesterday. One's presidential candidate, and the other one is a rap superstar, right? But both in the same day. And without naming any names, people that have everything by your point of view, most people's point of view, they have the fame and they have the love and millions of people love them and they have great economics, financial freedom, and they have homes and they have They have the fashion. They have everything. They're the shit. I can't tell you how many of them are miserable. The majority are miserable. I'm not bullshitting. I'm the one who gets the phone call from the vast majority. When I say miserable, they're so used to it, some of them don't even realize they're miserable, but most do. They get in a place where it's like, how do I keep this up? How do I keep outdoing myself? How do I, you know, I built these 32 companies, how to keep all 32 going and make them all grow every single year. And that's not how life is, right? And then they worry about what will people think? What will they do? So the decision to say, I am not going to suffer. That if suffering arises, pain's one thing, suffering's another. Suffering is when you're like, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine is a very famous Indian industrialist and billionaire guy. And he just recently took a sport in India that's been around 2,000 years that almost every village child plays, and he turned it into a professional sport. No one had ever made a professional sport 2 years ago. He invested, I don't know, I'm making the number up, $20 million in it. In 2 years, the sport is so successful in India that 500 million people watched the finals.
That's amazing.
2 months ago. 500 million people, right? So half a billion, that's how it is in India. And people are saying this is going to be as big as, you know, for them, cricket is the ultimate thing, right? The biggest cricket. So his team valuation, I'm making the number up, I think it's gone to like $500 million in 2 years from, you know, $25 million. And his team is number two in the whole world, right? Wow. He's got these great players. So I'm with him and he gets a phone call and he's just got done telling me about this great success and where it is and how proud he is and how everyone goes to the games and people are so thrilled and it's just become this movement in India and he created, he's so proud of it. And he gets this phone call and the phone call is from his management team telling him that one of his competitors has just offered four times as much money as he was offering to his top three athletes who are the core of his whole team. And of course, they all took them, right? And he was so angry. He was like, I can't even believe this. These guys were working in shops and I brought them here and I made them a star on national television and they have no loyalty to me. And he's suffering. And the way you suffer is you focus on yourself. Suffering comes when we obsess about ourselves, what we're getting or not getting, what we should have done, what we others should have done for us. It's the me game. Suffering could be worry, it could be anger, it could be frustration. It's anything that takes you out of a beautiful state. And here's what people don't get. You can end suffering by stop focusing on yourself and focus on something you want to serve greater than yourself. Your children, your wife, your mission, your life. You can get out of it in an instant because the nature of the human mind is to constantly compare things. Your mind, your brain is a 2-million-year-old device, and it is not designed to make you happy. It's designed to make you, it's designed to make you survive.
Right.
And that's why it's always looking for what's wrong. But it used to be what's wrong, a saber-toothed tiger, so I can protect myself. Now people are worried about what people think about them, or do they have enough money when 2/3 of the planet lives on $2 a day, and you're making $38,000, you're rich. The poorest of the poor in our country are considered rich. That's not, I'm not saying they should stay that way. But you can only build on success. And so my view is, if you're watching, if you're listening to this, my goal would have you consider something. Life is short. We don't know how short it's going to be. But if you only had a week to live, I bet you wouldn't allow yourself to suffer over a little crap that makes you crazy normally. I think you would probably spend time with those you love. You would do what you love. You'd take on a sunset. You'd smell the air. You would take in everything in those final moments that you possibly do. So my thing is, why wait?
Right?
Why wait? Why not just decide that if I start to suffer, I know the solution, because suffering is me obsessing about me. You might say, it's not me. I'm worried about my kids because they're not doing well. No, you're worried that you haven't done enough for your kids. It's about you still, right?
Yes.
You know, you're worried about what was done or what you should have done or what shouldn't have done. And you can end that in an instant by becoming aware of it and saying, I have made the most important decision of all.
Right.
I'm going to live in a beautiful state. Because here's what's going to happen. Anybody watching, you may lose a family member. You probably will. Somebody may get cancer. Your business may, the government might change the rules. They might change things radically that you can't even do anything about it. You might go bankrupt. You might get divorced. I don't, I'm not saying anybody will, but
no
one knows what's going to really happen in your life. Life's full of uncertainty, but here's what you can know. You can decide that no matter what happens, you could have a great time. If somebody like Viktor Frankl can be locked up in Auschwitz and come out of that and experience finding joy in the middle of Auschwitz, then human beings have a capacity they've undersold themselves on. We think that the outside world determines how we feel. If people have to behave a certain way, if your husband or your wife or your kids or your coworkers or whoever, your boss, has to behave a certain way for you to be happy, and if they don't, you're unhappy, then you're always going to be unhappy, because the more people around you, the more they're going to change that, because they're all human, right? And if you have to be a certain way to be happy, you're going to violate it too. So my invitation is, as great as it is to achieve, more important to enjoy. And if you can enjoy every moment in that state, when you're feeling loving and playful and passionate and curious and awe, you treat other people 100 times better than when you're feeling frustrated, pissed off, overwhelmed, worried, stressed, or feeling sorry for yourself. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to be a better lover. You're going to be a better business person. You're going to have a better life. So my soliloquy is, decide today, and actually say, what if I cut it off? What if I said, I'm not willing to settle and I'm just going to live in a beautiful state? It doesn't mean you won't feel bad. It means you won't stay there. You instantly change. That's doable. I believe in energy. I believe in inspiration, because inspired in spirit, the opposite of that is kind of dead, right? So I certainly, I believe in being inspired, but I'm a strategist at my core. And, you know, if you're inspired and you run east looking for a sunset, I don't give a damn how enthusiastic you are, how positive you are. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So I'm a strategist first, but I really do believe that people have got to look at their life and say, as much as I want great strategy, I need a great philosophy of my life that's going to make me fulfilled. Right. If you're fulfilled, like you said, you mentioned earlier, if you were with your friends and you guys weren't succeeding, but you're having a damn good time with this camaraderie, it's still worthwhile. And you can find a way to succeed eventually. But what the hell is success? It's hitting an expectation. And I always tell people, man, trade your expectations for appreciation, and it's a whole new world instantly. If you can appreciate this moment, if you can't find ecstasy in this moment, in a conversation with a friend, and looking in your wife's eyes, being with your children, going on a run, if you can't find ecstasy now, I'm here to tell you, more money, more people, more love, more business, more anything is not going to give you more ecstasy. If you can't do it here now, you're not going to do it there when you got more. So why not do it now and have a rich life right now? I tell people, money, that's one thing. Like having financial abundance, there's skills. That's a science. But wealth, it's a decision. It's like, you could be wealthy right now. I live in Fiji a good portion of the time. There are these villagers there. They're the richest people I know. They're happy. They laugh. They love. They don't give a damn about the economics. Other people say they're poor. When I first went there, I was trying to do things for them. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm so happy. Wealthy people come over from the United States and they go travel around and try to figure out what to do. And they're going to spend nine years to do this and this and this so they can finally sit down and be happy. And the Fijian guy goes, why don't you sit on the beach right now, dude, and experience it? Why spend the 9 years? Why not have it now? That's my invitation.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.